said, well, I had to get over to the schoolhouse some way or another. She said, we had to get over to some way or another. She said, well, I would have kept you went around by my farm, you had them people going through my yard by the tent. She had broke bad then. So they called me. She forget about it, so she got off for the bathroom.
That's right.
And if I'd have known about school, she wouldn't have never had no septic tank, but I didn't know
that she'd put her on
septic tank. Right through,
right through by her.
She now it's out there to
look out for these people. Look out, like I told that man, Tommy Allen was supposed to be our shack. The other day, and I was supposed to have a meeting tonight with him right over there. And I told him, I said, I pay town tax, I pay county tax. And why can't we see some policemen coming around through here? I said, more in the city, not able to have a policeman. But why can't we see some sailing around here? Because we had a woman killed last week, and senior citizen lady just pitiful.
So
they cut that woman's head all off.
Yeah, she if it's one, it's just like you for that. That's that dog.
Yeah.
You know what she do? She get on her phone and she'll call. She calls in just like you or do. And she don't call, she calls somewhere else. And she gets the
spotlight. See, you got to know what to call, you know. Like I was saying yesterday, I was telling the people about meeting out here tonight and asked that man, I said, now, you can vote for who you please in having a runoff. I said, now, you can vote for who you please you want to vote for. But you can ask this man question. I said, I might not vote for him. I don't know where, who I am. I ain't telling nobody who I'm voting for. But he still could be somebody, they still could vote him in. I said, I'm going to meet him over there and ask him some questions and let him tell the truth or lie one, whatever he's going to tell. I said, but I sure going to meet him around here next. You're the one who called me and asked me what I set up a meeting. So we supposed to meet over there tonight at 7 o'clock.
So I'm going to let that go and let somebody else to come in.
Is it too hot now with that jacket?
Yeah, I get hot. You know, I have a little spill sometimes. Yeah, I get hot. I have to have a little like
what's
that. Because I opened it by back there. One thing I had washed, I want to see the clothes getting dry too. I washed a little bit this morning. Hung on the porch. I couldn't get out. I scared to go out on the ship with grime with my feet.
We just got to talking now. You know your question. Well, I got a few more. I don't know how many you got time for here. But I was going to ask if you ever did any of the plowing. Do you know anything about that?
What?
Plowing.
Plowing a mule with a plow.
Oh, sure. I know. I had to work in the field.
You ever plowed in a cattle?
No.
I ain't never plowed,
but I did have one to plow. But I ain't. I never did have that. You know, I've been in the field with them plowing, not the girls. The boys done the plowing. That's what they done. They done the plowing.
We have done some hard work doing a cattle together since I've been back here.
See, I've done some hard work.
Me and you and Chuck, you know.
Don't say that.
Chopped the cotton and stay ahead of them. Karen will come and show me to take some of that stuff and carry it around.
Yeah, that's the way you're doing.
And every time I
Take that little bit of that, that's your strength.